Welcome to the Pigskin Ham Bowl. This is Scars, the rag chew on Sunday night of the day of the great game. The South Coast Amateur Radio Service brings you this. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the SCARS organization, which follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 in Good Amateur Practice. The SCARS server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System, provided by KB8ZGL, and all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net host. For personal traffic with another station that doesn't involve everyone else, please move off this system and establish your contact direct so that the conversation on the net may continue unimpeded. All stations will be worked in the order in which they have checked in. Information regarding our operation may be found at scarsvoip.com. That is scarsvoip.com. Your net host for this session is yours truly, Fred K2HA. And I am located in Broomall, Pennsylvania, 12 miles west of downtown Philadelphia. Now, emergency traffic always has priority. We're going to check. Is there any emergency or priority traffic that needs to be handled at this time? Okay, none heard. Do we have anyone celebrating their birthday this week? Mike is an XI, and I think his dad is, too. I think they're real close together in birthdays. And let's see, are they available at the moment? No, I don't see them. They were here last night. Is anybody else celebrating a birthday?
Net control, K2HA net control. Here's KC7YFE. My birthday is tomorrow, February 4th, 2019. Or 63 is when I was born.
Wow, very good, Dale. Happy birthday to you. I see it to you that the FCC frowns on that. And I haven't figured out how to have a birthday song yet without music. But I guess I could sing it as monotone, and there are some on the internet that are that way. Okay, very good, Dale. KC7YFE, Dale in Roseburg, Oregon. Happy birthday. Okay, anybody else, birthday or anniversary? Okay, the purpose of this moderated net is to bring our members and non-members together in a relaxed and informal atmosphere. This is a caring fellowship, allowing us to share informal updates, have fun, make new friends, and of course, chew the rag. All amateurs worldwide are welcome and encouraged to join us on the rag chew. And looking at my list here, I saw that John WN4V was the first one I think to check in. Mike is there. Okay, well, let's go to John, and then I'm going to go over to Mike over there on the east coast of Florida. Okay, this is Frank, K2HA.
K2HA, WN4V. Well, good evening, Fred. We did our usual today. We got up and went to Mass this morning. Came back and just rested this afternoon like we usually do. I've been watching movies. I'm currently watching a pirate movie called The Last Buccaneer. And this DVD has six movies on it, so I'll be here a while, I think. I'll be listening to the net, and I'll say good evening to everyone. It's 70 degrees here right now, by the way, but we do have a little fog, apparently, even this late. K2HA WN4V.
Okay, WN4V. John, glad to have you aboard. And I know you don't watch football, and it was interesting yesterday. Steve on the net in the morning was describing all the things that the people in Louisiana are doing, because they really do have hurt feelings that blown call, because they should have been at the Super Bowl, the Saints. And so they're having an anti-Super Bowl party, and I think they're watching the Saints right now win their last Super Bowl. That's what's being shown in different places around the state. Okay, this is Trey, K2HA, with the Scars Pigskin Ham Bowl. And we are just checking to see how is it going, Mike, and what is the score between the Rams and the Patriots? This is Fred, K2HA.
Well, good evening, Fred, and everybody aboard. This is WA1NXI. Actually, Fred, no score yet. Patriots have their third possession, so it's going back and forth, scoreless so far.
Well, how about that? How about that? That's very frustrating for quarterbacks. They get the ball and they can't put points on the board on both sides. I'm sure. We're rooting for you for the best team to win here. And I think you know what the best team is, Mike. So happy birthday to you. I think that's on the 6th. Is that correct? Over to NXI.
That is correct. It's the 6th, the same day as your wife. I remember you told me I was in good company.
Come on, Tom.
It was a little frustrating at first.
Tom.
Like you said, oh, they just sacked Brady. They intercepted him on the first drive, and they just sacked him. Well, maybe it wasn't.
I don't know. I thought it was.
I think they sacked him, Fred. I'll get back to you on that. I'm watching the replay right now. Oh, he fumbled it, but it was recovered by New England. So, anyway, back to net.
Well, sorry to hear that. Sorry to hear that. I hate for quarterbacks to get hit. But the Rams do play rough. And, it hasn't been pretty in the previous times that the Patriots have played the Rams. And we're hoping for better. We're hoping for a much better game, a cleaner game. There's a lot of bad hits take place. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA. Want to get to some trivia pretty soon. And, of course, what frequencies do they use to chat inside the stadium? Everybody has transmitters in there. There are all kinds of media. There's coaches. There's the janitor crew. Everybody has transmitters. And so what frequencies are they on? And we'll talk about frequency coordination in just a little bit. I know hams are very interested in that kind of stuff. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA. Let's pick up Mark down in Winter Springs, Florida, K5NO.
Well, thank you very much, Fred, and good evening on the Super Bowl evening. This is K5NO, Kilowatt 5, Nowy, Ontario. The name is Mark, Mexico for Radio Canada, and the QTH is Winter Springs, Florida, just northeast of Orlando. We're at 68 degrees on mostly cloudy skies. Got to a high of 72 and 73 and mostly sunny, a high for Monday. I enjoyed the Super Bowl as we speak. It was so far it's scoreless, and the first period came to an end about 12 minutes from 12 seconds from now. And otherwise, not too bad. So if you don't mind, I'll say 73s. Got to catch a net tonight. Take care, all the best, and be well. Back to you, Fred. K2HA from K5NO.
Very good, Mark. Blessings to you down in Winter Springs. I think we talk about Winter Springs about every day with myself and my wife, and it is fun. In fact, we still call people down there and keep up with what's going on. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA. And I'm looking at the list here. Oh, Lord, we have a lot of people here. KB9EWG, David in La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Well, good evening to you there, Fred. KB9EWG, La Crosse, Wisconsin. Echo 2289, of course, is my South Car's number. And it's currently 42 degrees with 98% humidity here in La Crosse. Had kind of a busy day today. I was out shopping, getting some groceries today, doing the monthly stock up. When I got home, I found a package on the porch that was delivered. My hotspot got here today, so I just for the Hands of the Roundtable group started, I did an unboxing video. I shot an unboxing video, so when I get done here, I gotta edit that video and upload it to YouTube. So I got my new hotspot now. I gotta set that thing up tonight as well. So I should be on, if all goes well, I should be on DMR within a short time here. Of course, I'm going to link back to my other unboxing video when I unboxed the TYT MDUV 390 DMR radio. So now the hotspot's here, so I can actually use the DMR on DMR on DMR. So say that three times fast. Anyways, glad to be here for the Pigskin Hams get together, and we'll have to see what kind of fun we can come up with tonight. Let's say after we get done here, I'm going to be setting up a hotspot. K2HA, KB90WG.
Okay, thank you, David. Boy, you're really looking forward to playing with DMR and getting your hotspot up. And well, congratulations. I'm glad you finally got it. I'm assuming this, you canceled the other order from the guy who was hemming and hawing. You got it from someplace else, I'm assuming. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, I put another offer on another one there, and that guy was hemming and hawing, so I said, the heck with there, and I just canceled all of them out, and bought one on Amazon Prime, so it was guaranteed two-day delivery, so I ordered Friday, and it arrived today. I spent about $20 more, but like I say, I got rid of the hemming and hawing and all that stuff, so it's here now, and I get to set it up. K2HA, KB90WG.
Yeah, well, there's also a blessing for Amazon that you try it out and make sure everything works right, because you can return them really, really easily in the first month with Amazon, and if it's not working, they pay the postage back, so that's a blessing. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA. Well, get everybody checked in so that we can talk about the Super Bowl and the trivia. And Dale, we talked to you already, but go ahead. KC7YFE, how are you celebrating your birthday?
K2HA, Net Control, KC7YFE. I don't know what I'm going to be doing tomorrow. Probably just the usual stuff, you know. To me, it's just another year older, and I'm just glad to be here and glad to be able to celebrate it. But that's about all I got. So. Well, I don't really have any plans for tomorrow, so whenever that day comes, or whenever that time comes, I'll figure out what to do from there. K2HA, Net Control, KC7YFE, back to you.
Okay, thank you, Dale. Just glad to have you aboard. Okay, let's see here. Pete, down there in central Florida area, KD4OVI, and then we're going to go to Woody. This is Fred, K2HA.
Hi, good evening. KD4OVI, talking with Fred. Hey, Fred, what do you think about how much money is involved with this game so far as winning the perfecta? Well, there must be a lot of money on this game from every walk and shape and form of life there. But, yeah, temperature here is about 64, cloudy, and couldn't get any better for winter time, 64. I can imagine that. You don't have to wear no winter coat or nothing. You can go out there, but there's one layer of clothes on, you're okay. You're just right, like air conditioning. Anyway, get back to your Fred from KD4OVI, Virginia, back to net control. Over.
Okay, thank you very much, Pete. Glad to have you aboard. Hang around. We got a lot of questions here, and maybe some people have some answers and some real interesting stuff about the kind of food that people eat during the Super Bowl. You know, it's different almost in every state of this great union. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA, and I think Woody is back. N5XCX down there in Treveris, Florida, surrounded by lakes and alligators. Woody, your turn.
And don't forget the sinkholes. I live here right by Lake Elsie. And we haven't decided whether Lake Elsie is a lake or a pond or just a big sinkhole there. But as you probably know, I don't watch Super Bowl. I'm kind of like Dale. I don't get a whole heck of a lot out of it, you know. But anyway, I like the commercials, and I like the food. Boy, I love to eat. We took my daughter out for her 36-year-old birthday party, 36, 37, I don't know. I'm not going to ask her, but anyway. We took her out to I think it was Kiko's, is the way you pronounce it. I don't know if you're familiar. The Japanese steakhouse where you sit around the grill, they come out, you know, and grill the noodles and the rice and the steak and all right in front of you there. You ever eaten there, Fred? Over?
No, Woody, I haven't been to that particular one, but I have been to some Japanese steakhouses in Orlando. And I went with friends, and boy, they sure do put on the display of flying knives and all kinds of stuff like that. It's just absolutely amazing. Anything else, Woody? This is Fred, K2HA.
Well, I'm just glad that he didn't lose track of that flying knife with real granddaughter sitting there, but she highly enjoyed it. And let's see. I was going to ask Mark, I think it's K5NO, if he has 2 meter sideband. You know, it's a shame to live this close to him, not be able to talk to him direct there. You have a good one. And maybe you can bring him in here and answer that for me real quick there, over.
Well, I think Mark already went to another net. He is off the list already, and next time that he's on, I will tell him that you are interested in communicating between Treveris and Winter Springs. It's not that far. Boy, I tell you, though, Woody, you know, Highway 441, I've driven that for years and years and years and years. And I don't drive it anymore. I gave up on that. I'll pay tolls because there's a stoplight on every corner now, and you can't make any time. Okay, let's go on here, and we got more people to check into the net. This is Fred, K2HA, with the Pigskin Handball on a Sunday night, where somebody's playing a game someplace. Maybe it's Atlanta. I don't know where that is. Let's see. Barbara, would you like to check in? KI7BR.
Well, hello, Fred, and everybody else on the net. I see a couple familiar names there between Dale and Woody and John. Nice of Dale to tip me off about his birthday tomorrow when I'm hosting the Worldwide Friendship Net. I can, not quite sing happy birthday, but you know what I mean. Anyway, my first time checking in on this net, and I finally got an Echolink working at home, so this is a good place to try it out. Is my signal coming through okay? And just wishing everyone a good game day. Other than that, 73 from Kilo India 7, Bravo Romeo, Barbara in Portland.
Okay, Portland. Okay, we got two people here from Oregon. That's great. Okay. Dale is from Roseburg, Oregon. And Portland, yes, I know the place quite well. I was in Alaska for quite some time and spent a lot of time bopping around at meetings between Seattle and Portland and down in Oregon on the coast there, especially a lot of conference centers. Had a lot of fun. Okay, this is Fred K2HA. And Barbara, hang around because we're going to be asking a lot of questions about football, about food, and commercials, yes. So, your audio's not as strong as Woody. Woody's was much stronger than yours. You could probably boost it up just a little bit. Okay, is there anybody else out there on All-Star, on a link, on a repeater, that hasn't had opportunity to say hello and check in to the Pigskin Handball on the Scars Radio?
Hello there, Fred. It's Golf Mike Zero, Uniform Bravo, GM0, UUB. Graham here, Central Scotland.
Oh, what a wonderful check-in. Graham in Central Scotland. Graham, how's it going over there? I'm assuming you're not watching the television. You know, a lot of people here in the United States are glued to the tube at the moment for their computer screens. So what's happening with you? What's the weather like? And welcome aboard, GM0, UUB in Central Scotland.
Well, thank you, Fred. It's a great pleasure to hear you and everybody else there in the net. Hey, Graham here. A SCARS membership number, Echo 2516, I believe. And, it's not freezing tonight, Fred. It's sitting about 4 degrees centigrade, and it's going to probably go to 5 or 6. So we had a bit of snow this morning, or should I say yesterday morning, it's after midnight now. Then it just turned to rain. So we still not had too much of a harsh winter, I have to say, so we're doing okay. And I do have the television on, and the BBC is covering the Super Bowl 53. I think it's on till about 4 in the morning here, so I'm not going to be watching it all through, Fred. But I was watching the Six Nations rugby that started this weekend, and Scotland got off to a good start. They beat Italy yesterday. So that's a good start for Scotland. But that's about it, Fred. I'm going to pass it back to you. I'm just sitting over here very lonely on All-Star. I don't see many people over here. So anyway, thanks for doing the night, Fred, and it's always a pleasure to hear you. Back to you, sir. GM0UUB, Graham in Central Scotland.
Excellent, Graham. So glad to have you aboard. It's always fun to that you check in and such dedication, that's fantastic. And we don't want you to be lonely. we want to be your friends. And I see that Robert down there in Australia, VK2DY, over there in that beautiful land, the Kellyville Ridge, right outside of downtown Sydney, Australia. He's in the suburbs. Robert, how's it going? VK2DY.
Yes, good morning, Fred and the group. This is Robert, VK2DY, and indeed, Kellyville Ridge, New South Wales, metropolitan Sydney. Sort of on the northwest corner of the urban sprawl that is Sydney, maybe, I don't know, 50, 40 miles maybe from the Central Business District, a bit of distance from them. But the city keeps growing, and I think the urban sprawl has gone beyond me at this point. So you're talking about Super Bowl. Well, it's on here. I turned on Channel 7, and it's there. And so the 7 Network is covering it. The thing about it is there's so many commercial breaks in it, and there's not enough advertisers to fill those commercial breaks. So what happens is you have one paid commercial and then maybe 4 public service announcements. And so they don't really vary the public service announcements. So they just keep coming over and over and over again. And it's really sort of hard to watch the same public service announcement that many times in a row. And I'm not really paying any attention to it. It's also, let me reset for a second. Also, the popular sport here is rugby league and Aussie rules, and they all have a bit more action than American football. It's, you know, they play and then they spend 10 minutes talking about how they play and how the play went. They play for 20 seconds and you talk about 4 minutes on how it goes. And rugby league, rugby union, Aussie rules, they're always moving. There's always something going on the screen. And so quite frankly, American football is boring as heck. And I'm sorry to say that, but it's true. VK2DY, back to net.
Yeah, American football is quite different. It's based on strategy. And so they take time, you know, they pause. And, of course, there's commercial breaks and all that kind of stuff because the people want to make money. And the coaches and the team and all that strategize how to counter the what's happening on the other side. So it is most interesting. It's almost like a game of chess. It's slow. If you watch a game of chess, you'd be totally bored. But unless you're a great chess aficionado. But anyway, yeah, that's interesting. Very interesting. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA. And let's talk about here the which was the team that first used RF to coordinate with the coach and the quarterback? Which team was the one that did it? And what decade was that in? Okay, that's question one and two. And then question number three is when it became legal, the NFL banned it after that team did it. When it became legal, how was the, what year did it start up that that it was allowed? What was the first year that was RF communication allowed? This is Fred, K2HA. Anybody want to hazard a guess? And if you're thinking about that, you might want to share with the net what your favorite commercial is so far that you've seen or one in the past, Super Bowl commercial. This is K2HA.
6, Victor.
Okay, Gordon. Welcome aboard down at Port St. Lucie, Florida. KY6V and Fleeso, say hello to Kathy for all of us on the net.
I will do that, Fred. Thank you. She's bebopping around in the kitchen, and I have a sneaking suspicion that she's coming up with a Super Bowl dinner. And we'll leave it at that. Don't know the answer to your first question on the commercials. I'm sorry that I didn't have a chance to look through all of those that you put in the URL that you posted last night, but I did look at some of them. And very rapidly, too. So, you know, I was just trying to figure out which one really got my fancy. And the first one that was displayed on that website was rated as a minus A. And that seemed to tickle me more than the others that I saw. That was the one with the 3M guys in the back seat of the car and the woman driving, and she's getting ticked off at their shenanigans in the back seat, and she slams on the brake and turns around and yells at them, and I don't know. I enjoyed that. Particularly with the animation that took place of the 3M guys that were in the back seat. Let me buy a nickel here a moment. And the one that was rated at the top drawers, the A category one on Honda, was very good too. About the elevator going up and down and you know, opening up for all the passengers on the elevator at these various things that were happening in the building, that was sort of cute. So that's the only thing that I have to add with that. And we've got the TV going in the background here, and apparently the Patriots are now up by 3. It's 3-0 with a field goal that took place. So Fred, KY6V, back to net.
Okay, thank you, Gordon. Yeah, I like both of those commercials. The 3M kids in the back seat of the car squabbling, and Mom just had it. Yeah, that was great. And the thing about the Honda commercial getting off at different floors, the thing that I thought of after watching that, it was a very good commercial, is that most people who are of the younger generations have no idea that elevators used to have an operator that called off the floors. And I remember that growing up, going in New York City to different department stores, and so you have the elevator, the operator, and it would say you have a sporting goods, and then the next one, and the next one. And I just wonder how much it's going to blow some people's minds watching that commercial. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA, and Bernie in Medford, Wisconsin. Welcome aboard, KA9WDN.
Okay there, Fred, K2HA, KA9WDX. I hope everyone's doing all right there this evening or today. And as I check in, I hear a little echo that's on the other side of the room. I got a rig that's monitoring my repeater frequency, so if you hear an echo, that's what that is. I don't have it up very loud, but I should untie my tongue to say that. I should turn it down anyway, but I was just trying to get my Wires X to work, and it's got two routers of mine, so I was sitting there setting up port forwarding from router 1 to router 2, and then I'll turn the volume down. And then port forwarding from router 2 to my computer, but no matter how I did it, I couldn't get it to work. And I was reading up on it. You go from router 1 to the external IP address of router 2, and so on and so forth. And I even use a port snifter or port finder to see if there were other ports that weren't listed. And they actually list three extra ports. But anyway, I don't know. I might not be able to get it to work with the routers that I have for the Warriors X part of it. So back over to you there, Fred, K2HA, K9WDX.
Okay, Bernie, this is the third week in a row that you've been working on trying to get Warriors X to work. I'll pray for you. That is amazing. Just absolutely amazing. Okay. The first team that used wireless to communicate, see, what they used to use is big signboards on the side for plays, on the sidelines. And they had weird logos on them, emojis, photographs of cats, and all kinds of stuff. And, you know, the quarterback would know what that meant, but the other team didn't. And so that's what they used to use. And then the Cleveland Browns were approached by a couple guys, some fans, and they tested it out in the woods, and they secretly installed it in the helmet of the quarterback. And the other team got word of it after the game, and the NFL banned it for almost 40 years, and that was back in the, let's see, I think that was back in the 1950s. Okay, let me reset here. This is Fred, K2HA. Since nobody came up with the answer, the first year that the NFL used wireless, the RF to communicate to the quarterback that it was allowed was 1994. But in 1995, they had a serious problem. Does anybody know what happened in the 1995 Super Bowl that took communications to a halt? It was a halt not only for the coach to the quarterback, but almost everybody else in the stadium. Okay, this is Fred King, 2HA. Anybody want to take a guess?
N5XCX, imagine it was FM broadcast, over.
I'm going to say it was a Russian woodpecker, Fred.
That's interesting. I just saw Gordon keying up there. Let me try him. KY6V.
Oh, I just jumped in with my tongue on his cheek, and I said, I'll bet it was the Russian woodpecker. Over.
Yeah, that Russian woodpecker, that used to be really annoying as I went across the shortwave band. I tell you, that if anybody didn't hear that when they years ago, that was a pain. No, that didn't do it either, because the frequencies that they are using, I hope you all know what band they're using up there. That was a different band. The Russians were down on the lower frequencies. And, okay, anybody want to take a guess? I'll tell you the answer in a second if nobody comes up with it. This is Fred, K2HA. Okay, nada to SO. Nobody has the answer there. Well, what happened was, in 1995, in the Joe Robbie Stadium, Miami, Florida, the game was a triumph for San Francisco 49ers. However, a confusing mess behind the scenes with the teams and the worldwide media. They couldn't use their wireless communications either. What happened was they decided that they would they had set up, there was a ham radio operator there. Let me reset. A longtime extra class ham, Jay Gerber, N3AW, understood what was going on in managing the radio frequencies. And they set up some coordination team, and they had all kinds of scanners going and stuff like that, and they finally tracked down the broadcast. The game day coordination team found the rogue signal. It was a home-built repeater with a cell phone input and output to a handy-talkie radio, which allowed the crew chief to talk to his maintenance staff at the stadium. The team, it's the GDC team, it's the game day coordination team, heard the chief give out the cell phone number, which allowed them to track him down and shut off his repeater. So that's what happened. Okay, this is Fred, K2AK. WW4JF, John, down here in Tennessee, welcome aboard. How are you doing? And do you have a favorite commercial so far on the Super Bowl? This is K2AK.
Well, thank you, Fred, and everybody else on the net. Heading home after some shopping at the end of the day, and very finally remembered that Stylecars is on and that K2HA is organizing this thing. And so far, I've successfully avoided anything football-ish, and I'll continue to do that. And I'll just stand by and listen for a while, and it's good to hear everybody on there. And I was fooling around, old Fred, you need to tell me if you're getting your DMR going one of these days. Back to net control, WW4JF.
John, you will be the first to know. I will give you a call, and we'll try it together, okay? And this is Fred, K2HA, and John's a friend of mine, a fellow seminarian, and he was the best man at my wedding. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA, and I want to go to Gordon, KY6V. Gordon, were you able to get that audio up and running? This is Fred, K2HA.
I'm sorry, I was talking with Kathy. Say again, Fred, KY6V.
Well, were you able to get that audio up and running that we could play?
Yeah. Were you able to look at your email? About 10 minutes after we talked this afternoon, I had the recording in your email box. Over.
Oh, okay. Do you want to play it? It'd be easier for me at the moment.
Yeah, do you want that done now or filtered in later or what?
Let's go now. Okay, we have an audio here of, I don't know if both quarterbacks are on there. The first one was Peyton Manning on that clip. It was a clip from a company that sells headsets and audio. And so this was on their company website. And the first one is the calls from the coach to Peyton Manning, and Peyton Manning then relaying it to the huddle. And the second one is the coach to Drew Brees, and then Brees calling him out. And they go very rapidly, complicated. I just wanted you to hear how very intricate these calls are to the quarterback. Okay. Go ahead, Gordon. This is Fred, K2HA.
Okay. Well, I'd like to add a couple of things here before we play it, and that is that the recording was taken from a recording that was offered on the website. And it is not of the highest quality, only in the respect that it was recorded in the stadium. There's a lot of crowd noise in the background. And the coach and the quarterback, if you listen carefully, you can hear what they're saying if you can understand it. And that is simply because they're using guttural English. spotted with a Greek intuition, you know. In other words, they're calling off things that make sense to the quarterback from the coach, but doesn't make sense to anybody else. And I'll let you listen to that. But at any rate, bear in mind that the recording has to be listened to carefully, or you're just not going to get what we're trying to portray here. Let me bring that that baby up. Stand by, and let me roll it. KY6V here. I see that I had the recording going on, guys, here to record the session for posting probably tomorrow morning, and I just picked the wrong file, so let me back it up one. What you were just listening to was Kurt Chunking coming out of an All-Star station through our SCAR server. So that's what Kurt Chunking sounds like on South Cars. Let me try this one. Stand by one, and here we go.
Get ready for short yardage.
Short yardage!
Gun flex right, stats 394, dragon smoke. Kill, turbo, sucker right.
Gun flex right, stats 394, dragon smoke. Kill, turbo, sucker right.
Y2, green light off, nasty. Hound 2, Y flew the X basic, that's right.
Y2, green light off, nasty. Hound 2, Y flew the X basic, that's right. I want.
Well, there you have it, Fred, and I'll tell you, the only thing I got out of that is green lightning off a nasty on the right. Over.
Yeah, I got the part about kill the other guy. That was in there, too. It was really, they spit that out so fast. And in the video, you can see the quarterback relaying that to the players in the huddle, and I didn't realize that those guys had to memorize all that, and the coach is on the side with a clipboard, and he's got tons of plays there going down the sheet, and he calls one off, and then he goes to a different one, whatever one he selects, and that's it. It must take quite a bit of time during the week to practice that and to memorize all where you're supposed to be on each one of those words. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA with the South Cars, Pigskin Ramble, Hamble, and we are still going to check to see if there's anybody else out there that hasn't checked in, or do we ever reach in? Okay, nobody else has jumped in there. So the interesting thing, I found it very interesting. So the ham radio operators, and they organize a very big team of this game day coordination, frequency coordination, and everybody that is going to be coming into the stadium that has any RF equipment has to get it approved, and the antennas have to, every single antenna has to have a mark on it. And so you can't use it unless it has a tag on it that they put on. And it's, they try desperately to make sure that everybody is coordinated. However, and they spend weeks and weeks and weeks in advance coordinating with every broadcast entity that comes in from around the world, and they each team, etc. All of them are reset. And this is just not for the Super Bowl. This coordination team works on every single game. that is played during the year. And so it's just a tremendous amount of work that all of these people were, and you can see the setup that they have for the Super Bowl. And at each end zone, there are radio sniffers. And there's a whole bunch of trailers set up outside, and there's people inside, and they have scanners, and they are just looking for rogue signals. This is Fred, E2AJ, and we're continuing on here. Let me reset. The direction-finding stations inside the stadium in the end zone, along the sidelines, as well as outside. So you have a frequency coordination headquarters in office trailer, and you can have about 10 to 15 people in that trailer. And they're all coordinating the communications, making sure everything works right and nobody steps on anybody else. Now, there are rules about communicating with the quarterback. And one of the rules I thought that was very interesting is that 15 seconds before the play is about to take place, the coach cannot communicate with the quarterback. There's a blackout time for each of the coaches, and so there's this radio silence. And so if you don't get it in advance, you're not going to get it in that 15-second period of time. Okay, anybody for comments on the radio? And do you know what frequency they use? This is Fred, K2AK. Okay, Pete in Orange City, KD4OVI.
Okay, I remember it. I was working on a track at the 500, and we had the 500 and Daytona Beach. We got the world famous racetrack there. And I remember that they had authorized some frequencies that you could listen to emanating from the driver, and it was all coordinated with Sirius on these digital frequencies that they have for car radios. And I just happen to have Sirius in my car. And you could tune to the conversation between the ground crew and the driver. Each had his own frequencies. That was pretty interesting, what they had, the conversation between the driver and the owner of the crew chief, between the crew chief and the driver, conversation that they had. If it was the same type of conversation like that between the coach and the quarterback, I could see what kind of communication goes on. Katie, for Oscar, looking back to net control.
Okay, very good. Okay, Pete. Well, the difference here is that the communications between the quarterback and the coach are secure, and they are scrambled, so that the other team cannot intercept it and know what they're doing. And I said last night that the rules call for the quarterback gets a helmet. And if you look while they're playing, look for the green dot. There's a green dot on the back of the helmet that indicates which one is radioactive. And the a defense also gets a helmet, one helmet, with a green dot. So the defense has a communicator, And the quarterback, the offense, has a communicator, and I found that quite interesting. I didn't think that the defense would, but they do. And so that they don't have a flag on the helmet, they have a green dot on the back of the helmet. Hey, this is Fred, K2HA, and I'm looking here at the 50 states, and I see all kinds of favorite foods for the Super Bowl, and at almost every state, they're different. And this list came from Google, and they sampled the communication around, and I see a number here. They have cake, some have pizzas, nachos, fried rice, Irish stew, buffalo chicken dip. Yeah, I wonder, what's your favorite food for the Super Bowl or the non-Super Bowl? This is Frank, E2HA. Well, that's interesting. Nobody has a favorite food. But Super Bowl parties can get kind of raucous. And the food is not necessarily the healthiest, but people like to eat finger food. And so we had already discussed yesterday that the chicken wings seems to be the number one. And I'm assuming everybody heard that the Super Bowl day comes in as a very food-consuming day. Thanksgiving is the number one day in the nation for consumption of food. Where do you think Super Bowl comes in that in the pecking order? This is Fred, K2HA. Okay, well, the Super Bowl day is the second day in consumption of food in the United States, according to a number of sources. So Thanksgiving, the most gets eaten, and then for the Super Bowl. It's kind of interesting that would be the case. I also was at my doctor's office. I was being adjusted at the chiropractor, and mentioned that I was going to be doing the net, and she started talking to me about chiropractic in the NFL. Let me reset. I was surprised to find out that every team has their own chiropractor. And the athletes during the week, and sometimes you hear coaches saying that one of the athletes is not working out during the week enough and they're sloughing off. Well, apparently, their philosophy in the NFL has changed. And since they're spending so much money on these players, they're kind of insisting. Not only do they get adjustments every week, they have their own massage therapists. And so you get a massage every week, whether you like it or not. And you see the chiropractor. And they need to be in the gym and working out and making those muscles work. And there's all kinds of events during the day that a diligent player would attend. Now, if you don't take care of your body, and you're going to get really hurt out there on the football field. Okay, any more favorite commercials? And what is the score? This is Ray, K2HN.
6, Victor.
Okay, Gordon, your turn.
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to comment back on some of your earlier comments on this interference within the stadium. Fred, this is KY6V. You know, it can turn into one heck of a mess. And through the years in broadcasting, I got involved with Intermod problems, and they can really get sticky. So if you've got a bunch of transmitters that are all working on different frequencies within a stadium complex, the Intermod situation can get really out of hand very fast. And I think that's what the team was looking at primarily to start with. Let me buy a nickel. It is such a fascinating and interesting subject on Intermod that maybe we ought to consider a TIN sometime on that subject. But it's very broad, and it's very deep, and it's very involved. I'll give you an example. I have a lot of examples I can give you in the broadcast industry, but in the ham industry, we had a repeater in DeLand, Florida, that was getting interference from some kind of a signal on the input to our repeater. And when we finally traced it down, the problem went like this. There was a repeater over towards Daytona, which was maybe 20 miles away, that had a rather aggressive second harmonic. There was a repeater down, 10 or 12 miles south of our site, operating on 2 meters, and the Daytona guy fundamentals were on 2 meters. So what it turned out to be is that when somebody used the Daytona repeater, the second harmonic that was being generated mixed with the repeater that was south of us, only if that repeater was on the air at the point, okay? When they were both transmitting at the same time, it created a Intermod difference frequency that came out on our input. Now, with that said, what I'm leading up to here is, can you imagine with hundreds and hundreds of radios out of different frequencies going on in the stadium, you got a bucket of real trouble. KY6V, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I can believe that. And that's why I, you know, you look at the pictures of the guys, you know, trying to coordinate all this, and in the tent there, and the ham radio operators, they seem to know a lot about this stuff, and so they're called in too. That's a fascinating topic. I know our repeaters that we have here, that my local club, and it's a pretty powerful repeater. It covers a wide area, but we, on band openings, we get down into Tennessee sometimes, and we kind of every once in a while have Washington D.C. Connect to us. But we have interference from New York and from the city, and they break through sometimes, and so we don't know whose repeater it is. And so that's just one kind of problem. But you're talking about creating a totally different frequency. That's fascinating. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA. Any more comments or questions or check-ins for tonight? This is Fred, K2HA.
K2HA, Kilo Alpha 9, Whiskey Delta X-ray.
Okay, Bernie, there in Medford, Wisconsin, K9WDX, the man who's trying to get his Wires X working.
Yeah, I've been trying off and on. I'm not trying at it all the time, but I would like to kind of get it going. And once I do get that going, then what will happen is Wires X will come in on one frequency, and my Echolink will be on another, and going through the repeater. And if I happen to put a together, and you'd have a Wires X way of getting in whatever conference I'm connected to at the time. Yeah, I don't know if I'll use cross-band repeat to do that or what. I've got a 440 repeater and a 2-meter repeater, and I'll be working on getting antennas up higher for both of them, and probably a duplexer for this 2-meter repeater. I tried to get one last year, but the tuning rods were cut 4 inches too short, so I cut them shorter. And so this year I was planning on maybe getting a new one, but they increased the price of it $200 or $300, and so now I don't know if I want to chance another used one or go with a new one. Anyway, I was going to say, though, I'm going to take a pause. K2HA, K9WDX, I was going to say, as far as RF goes, and where's my muter here? Sometimes the TV gets so loud. Anyway, I muted the TV there, so hopefully not too much of that went out over the air. And anyway, there's one place here, it's called Rib Mountain. It's about, direct shot, about 45 miles away, a little bit further by road. But anyway, there's a place called Rib Mountain, high location, and there's a whole bunch of transmitters up there for the National Weather Service, and 2-meter repeaters, and 440 repeaters, I should say. And you go up there with a mobile or a HT, and you hit a lot of intermod across the 2-meter band, for example. But I found out at the time I actually had an HTX 202 or whatever the 2-meter HT that Radio Shack was selling at the time. That one seemed to work the best up there in a high RF environment. Of course, their HT was designed, or maybe they added to it. I think somebody said it might have been based on ICOM, but they added filtering in there for out-of-band, filtering out-of-band signals. So, and even people asked if it could be modified. I said, no. They put extra filtering in there on purpose to filter out the out-of-band signals, and that was the one that worked okay for me up on that high RF environment place. Back to you, K2HA, K9WDX.
Okay, thank you, Bernie. And we're getting close to the end right now. I just want to make sure that everybody has checked in, and there's nobody else hanging in there out there that wants to check in. So we're looking for final comments now. And a score for the Super Bowl, if anybody wants to share that. This is Fred, K2HA.
KC7YFE, recheck.
Okay, Dale, happy birthday again, KC7YFE. I'd send you a cake, but it would probably get mashed in the mail, and it would be too late and stale.
I agree with that there, Fred. It would be a very, very messy package there. K2HA, net control, KC7YFE, just coming back in, because I neglected to, I always close out my transmission with the gratitude tag. Thanks for all your service and all your fine work you're doing, and thanks to those, I want to say a big thank you to those that are owning this conference and providing nodes and reflectors and all that to bring this net to all of us here. I want to thank each and every one of y'all for your outstanding service on this net. This is KC7YFE. Back to you, Fred.
Well, thank you very much. This is Fred, K2HA, with the South Cars, the Scars, Sunday evening rag chew, and I see W4DUC, Virgil. Virgil, how's it going with you? And are you watching the game? This is Fred, K2HA. Well, nothing heard from Virgil. Just anybody else out there that wants to make any final comments for Virgil says that he has no gain on his microphone. Okay. I understand. This is Fred, K2HA. Any other final comments for tonight before I read the closing?
Recheck, Echo, Whiskey Golf.
Okay, David, and I forgot to ask you how Cole was doing. KB9, EWG.
Yeah, Carl's doing about the same as he has done before. We need to get some classes going, but been talking to KD8OH, a few others, and we're getting a plan B going. So we're going to get something going eventually. I don't have the score. I haven't been paying attention to the game. I've got the game on, but I've been paying more attention to other things here, so I don't have the score for you. I did want to make a comment about Gordon talking about Intermod and everything else. I definitely know what Intermod sounds like. Back when I lived in Milwaukee, we had a section of town we called Intermod Alley. There was so much RF floating around there that it was, you know, we nicknamed that section of town Intermod Alley. So you went through there. If you didn't have receive PL on or something else there, you know, you'd probably be getting a blast of Intermod. There was a lot of RF in that neighborhood there, so just wanted to comment on that. K2HA, KB9EWG.
Okay, very good, David. I appreciate you mentioning that, and I think Gordon had a great idea. I would learn a lot by listening to TIN, the Thursday Information Network. It's usually the third Thursday of the month at 7 o'clock on the SCAR, this conference server. And so that is, I think that's a great idea to have a program about intermodulation, intermod, and the problems that occur with ham radio and other broadcasts. Okay, this is great. The 2HA, the score is the Patriots are 3, still 3, and 0 for the Los Angeles Rams. And I see here that it is the second quarter. It looks like it's over. It must be halftime. Okay, this is Trey, D2HA, and if there's no one else that wants to jump in, we're going to close. Anybody else? Trey, D2HA.
Another comment on Intermod there, EWG.
Go ahead, David, your turn.
Yeah, for a short time, I was running the upstairs half of a house from another ham in Milwaukee there, and she lived right on the edge of Intermod Alley. And she used to run an old ICOM IC2AT. I'm sure you're probably familiar with that radio. It was the old thumb wheel tune 2-meter radio, and you had to install a board in there to have a PL. Well, the only way she could effectively work with that radio, she had to have a. Well, first she had a cavity that a guy made out of Folgers can for her. So she used to refer to her tin can cavity all the time. And then somebody else gave her an RF choke made with coax and that there to put in place of the tin can cavity. Well, you know, that radio had no installed PL unless you installed it yourself. And like I said, there was the only way she could effectively work is to have a cavity in line with the radio and her Ringo Ranger on the roof of the house there. So it's the first year a tin can cavity made out of a Folgers can, then she had one made out of a choke out of coax. K2HA, KB9UWG.
Okay, very good. Yeah, it's interesting. And then you mentioned the Ringo Ranger. Yeah, I have a ham friend here that he has one up, and he's still using his. Interesting antenna, very interesting. Okay, this is great. A2HA, we're going to close next. This has been SCARS, the Ratu, the Pigskin Ham Bowl, and I'm going to head over to watch the big game after we shut down here. This is the VOIP version of the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. Net schedules and general information may be found at scarsvoip.com, scarsvoip.com, that information-packed website with all kinds of good stuff, especially like invitations to the morning broadcast, the net at 8 o'clock on Saturday mornings and then the noontime intercontinental net, and then of course the right shoes on Saturday and Sunday night. Let me reset. And the your net host has been K2AK, the happy amateur here in Broomall, Pennsylvania, saying 73 and closing this VOIP session. Thank you for your participation and your contributions to our net. May peace and blessings go with you. This net is now closed and K2HA will be clipped.